Long-term efforts are needed to save a generation of workers from the effects of underemployment, according to analysis by think tank Per Capita. Since the COVID-19 crisis, the number of people looking for more hours of work shot up 33%, which the organization estimates would raise the yearly rate of wages lost from lack of work to $32 billion. But underemployment has other effects as well, including discouraging people from seeking better-paying work or pay rises due to the insecurity of their employment. Research economist at Per Capita, Matthew Lloyd Cape, told me the long-term effects can be severe.
I guess the economic impacts are the most obvious. You know, you don't get enough hours, so your pay packet's lighter at the end of the week. So people will feel the immediate impact in their wallet, but also it has longer-term impacts, which, you know, we sometimes call economic scarring in the academic literature. So people will have a longer-term effect. So they might not be able to get the promotion that they were hoping to get because they don't have enough experience in their resume. They are more likely to be depressed, especially for men. They're more likely to experience high levels of suicide. So people experience this not just in their wallet, but throughout their career afterwards if the underemployment is prolonged.
Mr. Lloyd Cape says young people are particularly badly affected by underemployment, and this can lead to problems later in life due to lost superannuation.
We did some calculations and found that if you don't get those 15 hours a week, which is a typical amount of underemployment, you're going to be missing out on $25,000 a year or over that, and that would equate to a loss of about $2,500 of superannuation. And, you know, this is really a problem for young people particularly because they'll experience this loss of superannuation maybe in their early 20s. And say you miss out on, you know, $5,000 of superannuation in your early 20s, that could equate to over $40,000 by the time you retire. So these are significant long-term impacts on your ability to, you know, have a comfortable retirement later in life.
But underemployment is not a new thing. Economists have noted its persistence since the early 90s recession in Australia.
If you go all the way back to around the late 80s, then you had underemployment around 3%, 4%, 5%, maybe something like that. And then during the early 90s recession, that level really jumped very high to over 8%. And the problem is that it just didn't ever come back down. And at some point, you know, it used to be that unemployment was the bigger problem. Around the millennium, the two patterns shifted, and suddenly underemployment became a far bigger problem for our workers.
Longitudinal studies, where researchers follow groups of people over time, show the effects of entering a labour market with very few available jobs and low working hours can follow people through their lives.
If young people don't get a good start in their work career, then it affects them forever.
That's research fellow at the University of Melbourne's Youth Research Centre, Jenny Chesters. Using data from the Household Income and Labour Dynamics Longitudinal Survey, Dr. Chesters found people who entered the workforce during the late 70s recession were much less happy than those who came just before them.
People with a long-term health condition, obviously, are typically less happy. People who are suffering deprivation and in that they can't afford to pay their bills. In the analysis, we also controlled for their level of household income and some other factors like that are all predictors of levels of happiness. And even when we controlled for all of those things, we found that this particular birth cohort were the least happy. In a sense, people are judging themselves compared to their peer group or to other people. So in some ways, it might be that this cohort of people, maybe they look at the people who went before them and got jobs straight away and had an easy run in the labour market, and maybe they compare themselves to them and go, well, I've never had a fair go.
Mr. Lloyd Cape says we should be making changes now to ensure the effects of underemployment don't stick with people entering the workforce for the rest of their lives.
TAFE reform is definitely high on the list. You know, we really need to look towards, from our point of view, renationalising the TAFE sector, and making sure that employers can feed into this as well. So unions and employers need to be involved in this, make sure that we can get the skills that the modern economy needs. Another issue which my colleague is releasing a paper on fairly shortly is on a youth guarantee. So this is the idea that because we have such high levels of youth underemployment and unemployment, we really need to focus on them very specifically and make sure that there's an offer of a decent job or full-time education if you're unemployed for a certain amount of time.
Dr. Chesters agrees, saying it's important people understand how to navigate the world of work at an early age.
Everybody understands that this is a crisis and we have to do something about it. So why not think about the future and change the way we employ young people? At least getting them started straight out of school or straight out of university, get them started and get them understanding how the world of work works so that they can take that to the next career or the next job that they have when times change and they have to move on.